You got it. The transmission
is coming to you. Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yes, sir. We are here. And I want to thank you for joining us on this Sunday worldwide transmission, the 18th day of March 2012. And we have got quite a transmission lined up for you today. Some of it is going to be fresh and a premiere broadcast. Other parts are going to be some of the interviews I did during the week that are just so bombshell and need to be heard again. You know, some stations that carry the Sunday show only carry the Sunday show. In fact, there's 35 or so, or 36, that only carry the Sunday show. There's another few dozen that are carrying Sunday as well, but that also carry the weekdays. So it's important that when we have a Bob Barr on, former congressman who's now suing the TSA over a secret intelligence list with my name and Matt Drudge's name reportedly on him, dealing with basically demonizing the American people who are protesting what the TSA is doing. It's very, very important. So we're going to re-air that coming up later. Also, the big interview we did in the second hour, we're going to air that with Walter Jones, the congressman who's trying to impeach Barack Hussein Obama. And for that matter, any other president, as Bill says, that tries to launch wars without congressional approval. That is coming up. But then I'm going to air something. It's Virgin Mission here on the transmission called Government Explained. That, well, what would a space alien say if it came to Earth and was witnessing the ways that we run things? So we're going to air this little piece here on air coming up today as well. And we're also going to look at Coney 2012. You know, Friday, it had broken while I was on the air. I didn't see it till I'd gotten off air. Here's the headline. It's in the San Francisco Chronicle, Associated Press, you name it. It's a big story. Man behind Coney 2012 arrested for masturbating in public, vandalizing cars, and other things that we won't mention here on air with a family show. Reportedly running around his underwear doing this in full public. And have you seen this fruit box? He's the one dancing around going, oh, my gosh, Coney. It's that guy. So the reason I've gone after this Coney thing is it's Soros-connected, globalist-connected, full invasion of Africa. And, look, I'm not immoral. But if I was, I'd be like, hey, you're going to use my tax money to invade Africa? I better get some of the booty, some of the loot, some of the goods. We're not even getting that. We're paying for it, getting the hatred worldwide, getting blamed for this. It's sick, so it's time that stop. But Jason Russell, 33, was arrested Thursday morning by the San Diego Police Department. This got covered up for a day in Southern California, and the earliest reports to the incident suggest it was one hell of a day for the already well-known Invisible Children co-founder and proclaimed mastermind of the Coney 2012 viral video. Police say he was in his underwear, running around, masturbating in public and vandalizing cars, and I'll just stop there. Again, I watch these videos, and I'm like, what is this? A guy prancing around with a bunch of people talking to adults, their children, going, let's get behind the invasion for Coney. Let's get it. And then suddenly, oh, let's invade Sudan. We're hearing from George Clooney and getting arrested in staged events at the embassy in D.C., I mean, it's all a rollout for war. Like Angelina Jolie, the UN envoy, calling for war against Syria now, but also Libya. It's all disgusting. And we've got other big news coming up as well. U.S. sends four anti-mine ships, Strait of Hormuz ships, with clear waterway. If Iran tries to block strategic oil choke point, the war could be on. They admit it could be on. So we're going to be looking at that also. Another report out of the Wall Street Journal. Hey, you don't like the TSA going in your pants and groping the family jewels? $100 to fly through the airport. Hate the full-body scans, Wall Street Journal says. Pat-downs and slow-going at TSA airport screening checkpoints for $100. You can now bypass the hassle. They were always forcing you into that. We'll be back. Big transmission lined up. Stay with us.
sure. There are winter specials. And then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8. All specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, former Congressman Bob Barr, he's also been the Libertarian presidential nominee a few years back, is our guest, and I have wanted to get him on the show so we can get some updates on what his Liberty Guard group is doing with its FOIA request lawsuits with the TSA. You know, now South Park last night had their episode. I actually watched it this morning. I don't normally watch it, but not too much into the potty humor. But they made a good point here. They were calling it I'll get into it later. The point is, across cultural lines, everybody is sick of the TSA. It is the big issue, like nothing I've ever seen, that has unified Americans along political lines, religious lines, racial, regional. Everyone I know, and I've seen the polls, it's 90%+, cannot stand what the TSA is doing. There's some conformist out there who on the news will say, oh, I don't like it, but, it's needed. No, it's not. I cannot fly. I cannot subject my children to what top psychologists have said is pedophilia training, to have strangers grabbing and groping your children, including their genitals. They got caught groping old women, strip searching them. They lied about that and then got caught. They lied about the radiation strengths of the scanners. And Bob Barr has been all over this. Of course, Bob Barr also is involved in a lot of other areas trying to defend liberties. And I want to discuss some of those with him as well. But please, sir, give us the latest, and thank you for joining us, on what's happening in your investigation and sparring with the TSA.
Thanks very much, Alex. It's great to be back with you and your many, many listeners once again. By the way, just as a sidelight on TSA, about a week ago I was traveling and at a certain airport, and I showed the TSA person my congressional ID. As a former member of Congress, I have an official government ID that identifies me as a former member of Congress. It has an official government seal. It says right on the face of it that it's U.S. government identification, has my name, and so forth. And the guard looked at it, and he said, I can't accept this. Do you have a driver's license? And I said, yes, but that's an official government ID. It certainly is good for purposes of getting on an airplane. Well, wait over here. So he puts me aside and calls over a supervisor. And the supervisor, a gentleman probably about 50 years old, he looks at it, studies it under one of their little flashlight things that they think are so impressive, shines a light on it, and says, I'm going to have to look this up. And I said, well, fine. It's fine with me. And then the other guy pipes up and says, this guy refused to show me a driver's license. I said, I didn't refuse anything. I just indicated to you that this was an official government ID. So the other guy, then literally takes about 5 minutes to thumb through a couple of little books that they have with various forms of identification. He says, it's not in here. I've never seen it before. And I said, well, it doesn't matter whether you've seen it before. It's an official government ID. But it's not in my book. I said, well, that's fine. It's still an official government ID. This is sort of typical, Alex, of the problems that are magnified tens of thousands of times daily across the country. Just a minor problem, but you know, the more serious problems are the ones that you just mentioned, and that our organization, Liberty Guard, is fighting. We began this battle with TSA back in November of 2010. You recall, of course, that that's when they started really hassling people, and we began and started issuing cards to people, we being Liberty Guard, the Opt-Out Alliance. Informing people, giving them a little card if they wrote in or emailed in to libertyguard.org, and we sent them a card, an opt-out alliance card that explained their rights. If they wanted that they have a right to opt out of one of these naked body scanners, they have a right to have a private frisk done and so forth. And I don't agree with any of that, but the point is that if you don't want to go through one of these naked body scanners, you do have the right to opt out, and then you have certain rights there under. Well, and almost immediately after there was this big flap, a number of folks were calling for an opt-out day. All of a sudden, right before Thanksgiving of 2010, the TSA backed away and didn't use the machines. Well, we thought this was mighty interesting that they make this big push. They say these machines are absolutely essential and air travel safety will be severely compromised, if not, and so forth. And then all of a sudden, they don't do it when they're faced with a public backlash. Well, of course, we couldn't get any information out of them. We filed a Freedom of Information Act request, and they denied them, said, oh, this isn't covered. We can't give this to you. It's sensitive information, and so forth. Anyway, we had this running paperwork battle with them for quite some time, and finally we decided that Liberty Guard, the only way to really get to the bottom of this is to file suit. So we have filed suit in U.S. court in Virginia against TSA, simply seeking access to the information that led them to both first say that these machines are essential, and then all of a sudden they back away from it, and we want to see the documents. That's the status of our lawsuit right now, Liberty Guard versus the TSA.
Now, I want to give out websites and other contacts for folks that want to get the card, because people say, well, what's the point of it? It creates a form of unity. It points out that we know we have our rights. It starts to create a lobby for liberty, and that's what we have to do, is get together. And it also lets them know, as they see these cards more and more, that there's a solidarity. Obviously, Congressman, you know that, but I'm just pointing it out for some new listeners that are saying, what's the point of this? Do you agree with me that this is probably the biggest unifying issue that we've seen in a decade?
I think, Alex, because it affects so many people, and the measures that the TSA are taking are so intrusive and so arbitrary that they really touch the heart and soul of what it means to be an American, to not have to subject yourself to the humiliation, the absolute humiliation of having the government be able to take a nude photograph of you in public and to subject you at their arbitrary whim to an extremely invasive pat down. I mean, this is what, you know, I learned many, many years ago in law school, were such actions by the government that they could only use on somebody on whom they had clear suspicion of criminal activity. And now they're subjecting, sure, average law-abiding American citizens and law-abiding foreign visitors to this country, this form of humiliation.
Sure. I mean, if you saw somebody run out of a liquor store after a robbery, you catch them down the street, they look like they shove a gun down their pants. Well, for your safety as a police officer, you tackle them, you get the gun. But you don't just march little kids up and everybody's guilty until proven innocent. In fact, you're a lawyer. You've been in the CIA. You've been in international delegations. You know, you've sat on key committees in Congress. So you're a leading expert on these issues. So let me ask you this. Just as a layman, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not all these things, but just as a person who studied the common law, Bill of Rights, Constitution, read what the Founding Fathers wrote, read a few court cases, had a lot of lawyers on, constitutional lawyers. I mean, if the FBI can't randomly go to a park and start rubbing the outside of your pants, or, God forbid, going inside as they're now doing, the state police can't do it, So how do the feds create a group that aren't even sworn bonded officers? There's no discussion of jurisdiction. And now I've confirmed they're on highway searching cars. They're in Dallas. They now have army personnel with TSA. You can just search TSA inspector and you'll see photos online of National Guard out at a, you know, Bayfest in Alabama. And there's National Guard with guys that say TSA inspector searching little kids' bags, just randomly, not even going into a sports stadium, but entering downtown. I mean, it's, to me, it's nothing but acclamation, but how do they do this? I mean, where's the 10th Amendment? Where's the 4th? Where is the due process? I mean, Texas, as you know, tried to pass a law, and I want you to speak to this, last year, unanimously passed the House. The feds threatened a blockade of the airways, so the Senate backs off. But how do they do this? How are they engaging in this type of activity?
That is the fundamental question, Alex. You pose it over and over again, and the answer to it is they can do this because we, the American people, let them do it.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Can totally pass as being a huge jellyfish slacker who looks like a fried egg in a chair. That is the culture of this, okay? The worship of being destroyed. Literally, I've now discovered the secrets of it. And it's a cult everywhere. It's South by Southwest. There's just hordes of these people. I mean, they look like adults in diapers or something, you know, just toddling along. I mean, spiritually, it's a side issue. It's incredibly evil, though. Again, if you're a radio listener, in fact, what's the title of it? I forget. Something like, did have a Coney 2012 screening? Book a screening for Coney 2012. It's on YouTube. And if you're a radio listener, you'll just hear the voices. But if you're a TV viewer at PrisonPlanet.tv, they actually jump up and down and go, oh, my gosh, so trendy. And we're going to get Coney. Got to get Coney. And you can tell they're government operatives. They've got, like, evil in their eyes, you know, hardcore. I mean, their real spirit is, ah, 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 murder Africa, ah, invasion force, ah, release us, ah. But on the surface, and just cutting this room full of, you know, the trendies all swarming around like piranhas. But again, it's that cover of the armored warmock. It has this cover of, I'm friendly, I'm nice, and it's going after the young people who are in a narcoleptic state, are attracted like moths to flame to someone going, war, trendy, invade, help the children, And I mean, and I'm like, that's where I'm watching more of their videos, and it gets worse. I mean, I'm not joking, folks. I mean, and everyone's wearing like pink and little green, non-threatening, you know, colors. This is what we face. So this is for college students, and this is what men look like now, on average. In fact, now I used to bash men that are all into being big and muscular with tattoos and black on and going, ah. Now I get it. You don't want to be like these people. Okay? I used to get mad at guys trying to act tough. No, that's good. Do that. In fact, I think I'm going to just go all out with cut-off sleeves and drive a big, fast car and be like, rah! Because, I mean, I'm starting to get it. Men are running to that because they see the armies. At South by Southwest, you go down there, it's literally men in pastels. And part of the effeminate thing is they have these little wispy beards and, like, bandanas. And they're all walking around bending their wrists like, I mean, I don't know what it is. No, there's men everywhere wearing dresses, I'm telling you. It's like, they're just like, New World Order, slaughter me, please. And the New World Order's like, act like a jellyfish coward and giggle at all reality. They're like, yes, yes. Anyways, but the controller level ones are just like, know what they're doing. All right, let's, again, if you can't see the video as a radio listener, it doesn't have the same effect. Go ahead and roll it.
Rolling. Ladies and gentlemen and babies of 2012, I don't know if you've heard, but this is the year this war has to come to an end. You're watching this because you've heard of Coney, and you're wondering what you can do to help finally bring this war to an end.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
Book 1,500 screenings. 0-0, that's how many.
Be sure and do the rest.
We need you.
Oh, look at him.
Hearing my voice. The entire year of 2012 is going to be about
watch right here.
Making sure people
he starts hopping around
his infamy. Know that he is the world's worst. Adolf Hitler, Osama bin Laden, Joseph Kony. If we can start with the worst. we have been working around the clock to bring you a movie. It's a
show. Oh my gosh.
Your place of worship, your classroom, at your work.
The classroom.
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
On the moon. 619-562.
Here he does. He does the hopping dance.
619-562-7-9-9.
Oh, yeah. This is Sesame Street.
And they go, hello. And you're like, hello, how are you? Oh, I'm good. How's your day? It's like they work for AT&T or something.
That's an ad product placement.
Let's come meet some of them. What would motivate you to actually pick up the phone and book a screening?
So easy to talk to us.
Oh, my gosh.
On the other end.
Is it? We've got to launch a huge war. Oh, my gosh. African-wide carnage. Hello.
Is so amazing.
All the spirits like, murder force.
It's literally the best piece of propaganda we've ever made.
Oh, it's propaganda.
We can make Tony 2012 famous. We can make the story known, and it can be the one.
Because we've got the State Department and all the stars behind us, and Angelina Jolie.
Ever let you
and Georgia Clooney.
You are the future. Step into it, okay? Step into it. Peace.
Step into it. Let me mind control you. Let me do some feminine stuff now. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Pentagon's like, how do we get the jellyfish into total war? Dance around and prance. You can see Black Ops guys are just sitting back and cold-blooded. This will work well on them. Good. Increase dosages in water immediately. Send out trendies to destroy them. There's nothing the trendies won't buy. Oh, my gosh. Help me. I mean, folks, if you couldn't see this, I mean, this was prancing. Was it as bad as I said, guys?
It was worse.
It was worse. And there's even... And now listen. Nemo just ran in here with stacks of articles. NATO, Australia, England, France, NORTHCOM troops are being dispatched for AFRICOM. The invasion of Africa is beginning. It has nothing to do with Coney. It's about seizing land, fighting indigenous groups that are being forced off. Because it's all in the news, the UN's just in there gunning people down. But again, they've got guys prancing around going, liberal, and Angelina Jolie going, children. And again, that's the cover. Imagine the tank ramming the Branch Davidians going, this is not an assault. Please come out. We are your friends. They come out, they shoot them. It's the same thing. I mean, imagine a military that first deploys people hopping around in pink shirts going, it's a perfect deal. Like, oh, this isn't non-threatening. That's just like one of those fish. Guys, pull up lantern fish, you know, it's at 2,000 feet and deeper, and it has that little lamp that looks like a tasty. No, a lamprey is one that attaches and is parasitic. It's a lantern fish, and it's got big giant teeth. But in the total darkness, there's a lot of little, glowing crustaceans and things that fish eat. So you think you're getting a big juicy, non-threatening little goblet, but really it's the lantern hanging, and that's what Coney is. It's trendy liberal Angelina. I mean, that's what we're dealing with here, and I'm sick of it, and I'm calling you out, scum. I cannot stand these people. Did you find the lantern fish? You can also Google horrors of the deep. I found it. Here it is. Boom. Just show lantern. Lantern fish. The ultimate in trendiness.
Oh, look, Coney 2012.
Oh, look at the little Coney 2012, little glowing. You can't see him right there. New World Order Rockefeller eugenics operation. In the dark, all you see is, Angelina Jolie, right out shining in the darkness. Looks like a little fishy sees that and says, I'll just swim over and eat that little gummy. The AFRICOM is coming. Loving, loving, loving. You can do it. Stop Coney. You know, Coney's like a little skeleton on the bottom. Hadn't been seen forever. Little tiny nothing. But it's like, oh, we're gonna fight.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Against the propaganda piece, Kony 2012. And my only regret is that I didn't come out against it more hardcore. Because we've been proven 100% right. And I'm not happy about that. You know what's happening? Congress has got resolutions to invade all of Africa, introduced yesterday, saying because of the film Kony 2012. I've done more research now, and it turns out George Soros, Samantha Powers at the White House, Obama, they're all behind it. And of course they are. Many of them are in the film, like known war criminal George W. Bush, who launched the war in Iraq that killed over 1 million people. This is so incredible. They are now invading with NATO troops, UN troops, Australian troops, and it turns out that WorldNet Daily last year already had this information and was exposing it. And it's got Soros, it's got Obama, it's got the UN all saying that they would use humanitarian cover, war is peace, to invade Africa. And here is the resolution in the House now, bipartisan, racing through. And I've got a copy of the resolution right here. Here is the bill. The resolution introduced calls for, among other things, expanding the number of regional forces in Africa to protect civilians and placing restrictions on individuals or governments found to be supporting Kony. All this is a pretext to invade all over the continent using AFRICOM, the new U.S. command that's been set up there. Now, we saw last year the U.N. go into the Ivory Coast and kill tens of thousands of people and overthrow the elected government and install a new nightmare system. We've seen Angelina Jolie and others hail Libya as the model of the new humanitarian war, which has killed over 40,000 people. They're exterminating the blacks. The place is a living nightmare with most of its power and water off. They have wrecked the jewel of Africa that was helping industrialize the whole area. The big global corporate interest at the UN Agenda 21 openly do not want the industrialization of the third world, especially Africa. They want them in backwards squalor. They fund different warlords and then turn on them later to keep that continent in constant conflict so the big interest can come in with their mercenaries and easily take over any area they want. The UN has been caught financing and supporting massacres in the name of environmentalism, pushing people off their land and killing people. And that's why I get so angry when I see a bunch of cynical people in the Kony 2012 movement talking to adults like their kids, going, it's fun. Oh, yeah, we're going to do something. It's non-threatening. It is a total psyop. This is how they come in and actually get the population through Facebook, through Twitter, through social media to get behind all these new wars and proxy wars and behind revolutionary groups funded by the globalists who start these wars in Africa, Central Asia, the Middle East, you name it. I wish I was wrong about Kony 2012, but unfortunately, I was absolutely right. You look at who funds them. It's J.P. Morgan Chase. You look at the cynical glamour shots of the people picked out of central casting, of the do-gooder, you know, liberal white person there to help people. And now they're saying, oh, there's this bad black man. He hurts children. I mean, it's literally at a Sesame Street level in these Kony videos where they go, hello, everybody. It's fun. We're going to get the man worse than Hitler, worse than Bin Laden. It's fun.
He is the world's worst. Adolf Hitler, Osama Bin Laden, Joseph Kony. It's literally the best piece of propaganda we've ever made.
And meanwhile, it's the UN engaged in most of the slaughter in Africa, bar none. It's the big culprit. In its own documents meant to carry out genocide while getting all of the bleeding hearts of the West to give money to UNICEF and all the rest of this to help the Africans. They have photo ops with Angelina Jolie handing out food to the starving, you know, kids that are dying. This is so horrible. It's so evil. And it is the most sickeningly transparent propaganda I've ever seen. I mean, look at Bono, who has raised massive amounts of money to supposedly help poor people in Africa. And then you learn he's given a little over 1% of the money he's raised actually to the groups, and he's a front for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, who's carrying out eugenics and population control, again, under the rubric and the banner of humanitarian aid. This is the West, under State Department Memorandum 200, openly stating that their goal is to use war, famine, and poisons in vaccines to reduce population in the third world. And it's got all these Hollywood stars and people as the fronts for it, many of them believing that they're actually helping people. Here's the good news. Across the media spectrum and across the world, especially in Uganda, people are coming out in droves saying this Kony thing is a fraud. It's a pretext to invade. Now that they admit the invasion is beginning, people are really waking up and the thing has imploded. And everyone is seeing it for what it is. Slacktivism. A bunch of trendies now getting behind pro-war humanitarian invasions. So the good news is people are seeing right through this propaganda and very quickly. The bad news is the globalists, the big mega corporations that are going to loot Africa even worse than they have in the past with this new neocolonialism, have already pulled the trigger. They're already got their special forces scoping everything out in the last year on record. Now the big invasion is about to start. And if you dare criticize the mass murder that's about to take place, well, you're not a humanitarian. You see, they get a bunch of idiots and a bunch of trendies to sign on to a war. And once they've done it, they don't want to admit that they were conned, and they'll commit to it all the way. And, of course, the goals of this weren't just to invade Africa. It's to set up the International Criminal Court of the totally wicked UN as the arbiter of all good. And they've got hundreds of people they want arrested. And next on the list are warlords in countries all over Africa that just so happen to be sitting on top of gold, diamonds, oil, and other precious minerals. And so it's very, very elementary. They simply have a bad man piece that they move onto the map wherever they want.
This is the face of our enemy. Look at him, the Eurasian butcher, the reveler in atrocities, the world criminal. This
they
is
didn't
the
have Bin Laden anymore. So they said, here's Hitler, here's Bin Laden, here's the new bad guy. You can all feel good now with your 5 minutes of hate directly out of 1984, and you can all scream that war is peace. And get behind this.
Peace! Universal peace!
War is peace! War is peace! War is peace!
And our populations are sold on war in the name of humanitarianism. It's so horrible to see this happening. And it's so sad to see people conned. The globalists don't invade countries because they want to help people. They invade them because they want to exploit them and because they want to reduce their population. That's on record. And because they can't scare us with fake WMDs anymore, because they've been caught with other war propaganda over and over again, they've now gone to a more sophisticated model of calling it a humanitarian intervention. Doesn't matter if it's not true. By the time people figure that out, the war has already happened. And that's what they've done here. People are getting sophisticated. That's why the system's having to package war now as peace. But for all of you trendies out there who've already committed to this lie, and so you don't want to admit you've been conned, and so you're going to defend it no matter what. Listen, if you really want to help Africans, go volunteer over there, bring them water filters, bring them medicine, do research into real charities that actually help people. They're out there. Don't give money to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and their front with U2's Bono, who openly only gives about 1.5% of the money he raises to them, and that's with strings attached. Stop trusting people just because they dress like a rock star. I mean, this is sick. This is sick. And I beg of you to just look at the articles we posted here. Go research it for yourself. This is all run by the controlled left globalists, who are a bunch of eugenicists that are extremely dangerous and who want to loot the daylights out of Central African resources. So if you actually care about humanity and you actually don't want to see people in the third world slaughtered, research this information and find out it's true. For God's sakes, have some decency. I'm done. The ball's in your court.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Inconstant sorrow fills my days. Hey, Graham Wright's a YouTube artist. He created a video about big government, the nightmare is, called Government Explained. An inquisitive alien visits the planet to check out our progress as a species and gets into a conversation with the first person he meets in a field. The alien discovers that we live under the rule of a thing called government and wants to understand more about what government is and what it does and why it exists. So here is Government Explained.
Hey, an alien.
Yes, I have traveled across space to check on the progress of your species.
Cool. Shall I take you to our leader?
Your what?
Our leader, the guy in charge.
The guy in charge of what?
Well, in charge of everything.
You have one guy in charge of everything?
No, he's in charge of government.
What is government?
Well, government makes the rules for us. It tells us what we can do and what we can't do.
So is government really smart? They come up with wise rules for you to follow?
Well, mostly. But some of its rules are really stupid.
Do you disregard those rules?
No, we have to follow the rules, even if they are stupid or we disagree with them. Government punishes anyone who disobeys the rules.
So you are slaves to government?
No, it's not like that at all. Government works for us, the people. It serves us. We're the boss.
It tells you what to do, and it punishes you with violence if you disobey it, and yet you're its boss?
Yeah.
But there are some things government does that you don't like.
Well, yeah, not everything government does is popular. Like spending on wars, for example.
What is a war?
It's when government basically spends the people's money on weapons and soldiers and then sends them over to the other side of the world to kill a bunch of people over there and destroy their country. I don't like it that government does this.
Well, I can see why you might not like that. Have you humans reached the stage where you generally consider stealing, enslaving, and killing each other to be bad things?
Oh yeah, we know that. Don't steal, don't attack, don't assault.
But you give money to government and they use it to kill people.
Well, yeah. But government does good things with tax money as well.
Why don't you stop paying for the things you don't like and only pay for the good things it does?
No, we can't do that. You can't just decide to stop paying taxes because the rules say that everyone has to pay taxes.
But the rules come from government, though, don't they?
Yeah.
So government made a rule which says that everyone has to pay them money. So everyone pays taxes because if they didn't, government would punish them using violence?
Well, yes, but most people don't mind paying taxes. Most people feel obligated to pay taxes and obey government laws because it's for the good of society. Society needs government, and that means we all have to pay taxes.
So just to make sure I've got this straight, government makes the rules and you feel obligated to follow the rules, even the ones you don't like, and it tells you what to do and threatens to punish you if you don't do what it says, and it uses some of the money that it's taken from you using threats of violence to pay for things you don't like and actually think are immoral, like mass murder.
Yeah, but we can ask it to please tell us to do smart things, and please don't take our money and use it to kill people. We're allowed to ask them to tell us to do what we want them to tell us to do.
Are you guys just scared of this thing? Is government some huge monster that can just squish you at any moment if you disobey?
No, government isn't a monster.
Well, what is it then? Could you draw me a picture of it?
Government isn't really the sort of thing you can draw a picture of.
Maybe you could take me to it. Where is government?
You mean the building?
Government is a building.
No, but the politicians who make up the government have buildings they work from.
So government is a group of these politicians?
Yeah.
Okay, so what species are these politicians?
Well, they're human.
Like you?
Yeah.
So politicians are humans and they're government. You're a human, but you're not government.
No.
So it's the politicians, they're the ones that boss the rest of you around and make you do things you don't want to do and take your money using threats of violence. But even though you're all humans, you're not allowed to boss them around and take their money?
No, they'd put us in a cage if we did that. But look, it's not like the politicians can just do whatever they want. Like, a politician can't just come up to me on the street and make me give him money. They can't do that. Politicians can only do things like that in their job when they're working for government.
Oh, so politicians aren't government. They just work for government.
Yeah.
Okay, so government isn't a monster, and it isn't a building, and it's not politicians, it's something else. And it employs politicians, who are just regular humans, who get to order everyone else around and take their money. How does a regular human become a politician?
Well, that's the great thing about our government. It's a democracy, and that means that the people actually have the power. Because we get to decide who among us get to be the politicians. We get to vote. And if a politician starts doing things we don't like, we can just replace him with someone else at the next election.
So the people that get chosen to be politicians only get to boss people around and take their money for a short time, and then they go back to being regular humans?
Exactly.
That sounds like a powerful position to be in. But if you get to choose who does that, I assume that politicians are always the wisest, most honest, caring and respected people among you.
Well, no, not really. I wouldn't say politicians are known for being honest, or wise, or caring. And they're certainly not the most respected people among us. Come to think of it, most politicians are lying, power-hungry crooks.
The ones you chose?
Yeah, they're always doing things we don't like. They use taxpayers' money to enrich themselves and their friends, and they never keep their promises to voters. They've been caught stealing and lying and taking bribes, and they mostly do what the big corporations want. Yeah, they're always doing stuff like that. They're completely corrupt. They're a bunch of lying crooks.
But you said that most humans know that stealing and beating each other up and killing are wrong. And you said that you have the power because you can change who's in charge. So why don't you just replace the lying, thieving, murderous, crooked politicians with some regular people?
Well, we don't try to elect lying crooks. It just always turns out that way. But we have to have a government because some humans are nasty and might kill or enslave or steal. Civilization just couldn't survive without government.
Let me get this straight. Because you're worried about the small number of nasty people that are willing to kill, enslave and steal, you think it's necessary for your survival to have a system where some humans among you, for a short while, get to call themselves the government, and they get to order everyone else around like slaves, and if they want, commit mass murder overseas, using money they stole, using threats of violence. Politicians get to kill, enslave, and steal, because if they didn't, someone else might? And you try to elect good, honest people to be politicians, but what happens every time is that the people you elect turn out to be corrupt, evil, lying crooks. That's your system.
Yeah, that's pretty much government.
Resistance continues right after this short break.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people
will grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.